You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. Poetry meets memoir in the new book, Who's Your Daddy? By Arisa White. It's a coming-of-age journey about Arisa as a young, queer Black woman carrying the void of not knowing her father, Gerald. She takes readers from her childhood in Brooklyn, New York, to the time she lived in Oakland and her father's country, Guyana. Arisa spoke with KALW's Janae Darden.
I can't wait to dig into this book, but before we do that, how were you introduced to poetry? And I know you talk about that in your book.
I always come back to my family. There was this kind of artful practice happening in my immediate family. We had a camcorder. We would make commercials from Minute Maid juice and make rap videos. And then when we would gather during holidays, just the storytelling, the shooting of the dozens, people just, you know, being loud and beautiful. I believe that's where I fell in love with language.
And then a teacher introduced you to Audre Lorde?
Yes, my global studies teacher gave me an anthology called Ain't I a Woman? In that book, I came across Audre Lorde's On the Night of the Full Moon. I just fell in love with that poem. I was like, oh my God, this poem is so sensual. And I love the way that it's erotic and it talks about women loving women in this beautiful way. And I think in many ways that was like my coming out poem. It's sweet how like there was a kind of conflux of both poetry and my queer identity and loving the feminine.
And you mentioned something earlier about language and growing up with family. And you grew up in a time in Brooklyn in the 80s and the 90s. And I'm just thinking about this hip-hop culture and just language at that time. Did that influence you at all, too?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm also thinking about like the whole neo soul movement too. So Erykah Badu,
yes.
And then of course like Biggie. I could like walk down Biggie's neighborhood, and there Biggie was playing. And then also I think too about my cousin Sean JC, just kind of growing up, and him and my cousins would be beatboxing and banging beats on the table. So there was, you know, this sense of like how to flow and how to be witty in your flow. And then me and my brother will go back home and we'll start banging beats out on the table. And then there was something so like wonderfully Black about it too, especially the way that Erykah Badu presented like Blackness and this Nubian vibe. And then in that, there was this way for me to express being a Black woman in ways that I borrowed from African symbology, as well as sort of like Brooklyn street slang.
Let's go to the West Coast.
Okay, yay!
So while you were here, you had a letter writing project. Talk about that letter writing project that led to this book, Who's Your Daddy?
What actually led me to write Who's Your Daddy was my mom. I think it was my 33rd birthday, so it was like my Jesus year. And my mom can be very Christian in that way. So she was like, I have an address for your father in Guyana. Do you want to write him? And I was like, I don't know yet. Like, I don't know what to say. The way that I kind of encouraged my voice was to write letters, like poetry letters, epistolary poems. And then I applied for this grant. And the project that I proposed was three-pronged. I would self-publish those letters that I was writing, those epistolary poems. Also host a series of community-based workshops so folks can do the same thing. They can write letters to their strange, absent dead fathers and patriarchal figures. They can then give me those letters in exchange for the chapbook. And so it was like this letter exchange project. I give you my letters to my father for your letter to your father. And then the third part of that project was to go to Guyana, meet my father, give him that like collection of epistolary poems I was writing, and just to visit the country and ask, you know, some deep questions about where he was, what was he doing, why wasn't he in my life.
Do you always feel something was missing inside of you, or something was missing about you because of his absence?
I did, only because people would question it. So it's like when you come into those middle school years and it's like a mark of why you're on welfare, or it's a reason for something. And then even in this national way, we have these tropes about the Black father and the Black mother. And so you begin to angle your vision to see yourself according to a Moynihan report. And that's the tension I felt. So I think the book was just this way of kind of bringing some peace to that tension of what people expect of you, and to kind of wrangle myself out of these like stereotypical narratives that try to tell me who I am and who I will become as a result of something missing.
How did your father's absence affect how you loved?
I was fashioning my most sensitive parts behind a wall and keeping it separate from other people and keeping it separate from my romantic dynamics. And I just started to feel empty as a result. And so for me, this kind of journey of meeting my father and then thinking about abandonment and how I'm sort of reproducing my absence in people's lives by not being sort of fully there, really was like, okay, this journey towards the father is also a journey to like recovering parts of myself that I felt like I abandoned in order to like not show any weakness.
I've had to work through my daddy issues. You get tired.
Yeah.
You get tired.
You totally do. You totally do.
You're like, I'm tired of myself. I'm tired of acting like this.
Exactly.
And you know, this is a heavy topic, but there's also humor in your book.
Yeah, I'm glad you noticed it.
Did you do that intentionally just because I know it's a heavy topic, or did it just flow naturally?
Yeah, it just flowed naturally, actually. It was kind of nice to have that come out while writing this work. But also there was something absurd about all of this too, in a way. It's like I go to Guyana and I meet my father. He doesn't show up for the first few days. I like travel all this way and he's not answering his phone. And when he finally arrives, you know, he's like asking me for money, wants me to pay his rent. And in that moment, I was able to sort of see like something like a dark humor in it.
You know, sometimes we come to a point as adults where we realize our parents aren't perfect.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that was one of the gifts of going to Guyana, is that, you know, my father is going to tell me his side of the story, which, you know, certain things that my mom left out. And in some ways, there was this ability to even forgive, you know, like to forgive my mother, to forgive my father, and just kind of have that relief and to see them as like lovers and excited about each other. And that is what, you know, carried me through in writing this, is like really centering their love and the love that still remains in both of them as they talk about each other.
What's your relationship like with Gerald, your father now?
It's distant. It's pretty much like how it was before all of this happened.
So you all haven't talked or?
No, we haven't.
You accepted what it is and you go forward.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't feel any kind of feelings about it. Like it feels neutral. It feels settled. It feels like a kind of peace. So whatever came, what I needed, I got. And so I wasn't really looking to build a relationship with my father. And especially to knowing that I would need to support him financially. That's something I wasn't capable of. I'm in the place where there's like no anger and no anxiety.
That's wonderful that you've been able to go forward. Would you mind reading a piece?
Dear Gerald, I am Denise's daughter. Little girl, I was thought you were loved by way of disappearing. I have been a screen for gazing, allowing the bigger picture to eat the smaller picture. You're one of the classic oldies reeled from my heartbreak. I cheated in my last relationship and my feelings coalesced for you. That girl chilled me full of so much fight and sorrow, is tail chasing in a scapegoated posture a perfumer would call fecal. I'm tired of feeling like shit, blurred vision from spinning. I cannot see clearly my belonging.
That was poet Arisa Wright speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. Arisa's book, Who's Your Daddy, is out now. Find a link at KALW.org.